It's Monday, March the 9th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Woo!
Welcome to the show. Anthony, how are you doing today?
Fantastic! So happy!
You know what? I'm going to back that statement and say I'm fantastic as well. Blavin, how are you today?
I hate you guys so much.
So good! Are you good too? Are you feeling juiced, energized, ready to go?
I just want to eat a bunch of Indian food.
Oh, God, I feel like jumping.
I hate you so much. Standing up and sitting down multiple times.
Yeah, like a rocket ship.
Blast off.
Oh, God.
You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a firefighter. Just spray that hose.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Just kind of let it go wherever.
Okay, the joke is, I'm having gastrointestinal problems currently.
Oh.
So these guys are starting to make poop jokes. At my expense. I hate you guys.
Oh, well. We tried to have fun.
I guess we'll just be sad.
Yeah, thanks for killing it. Thanks for killing it. Such a downer.
Debbie Downer.
Such a downer. You know who else is a downer? Batman.
What?
Batman's a downer.
He always seems so happy.
No, you know who's happy? The Joker.
Darkness.
He's like, I'm Batman.
And then Batman comes in and just ruins the party.
My parents are dead, but whatever.
I mean...
YOLO.
And so, like, for my first pick of the week is Batman, Arkham Knight. Trailer, you guys see that?
No.
Nope.
What is this?
What? You guys didn't see this trailer?
No.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Tell me all about it.
So, I'm going to tell you right now. It's the finale to the Arkham series.
Oh, for the game?
Yes.
So I got to get it.
I've seen news on the game. I haven't seen the trailer.
It is only for next-gen consoles.
Oh.
I'm out.
Snap.
Snap. Yeah, maybe when I saw it, I was like, man, I need me a next-gen console. This is the game that's going to get me to buy one. Here we go. So, the premise is you're going to get to go around all of Gotham. And you get to drive the Batmobile.
Is it like the movie Batmobile, or is it an original Batmobile?
It's a cross between the Tumbler and Val Kilmer's Batmobile. Ooh. You know how Val Kilmer's had the blue lights with it?
Yeah.
It's like, so it has that, but it's like as big as the Tumbler. But it's not... Actually, it is pretty tank-like. I don't know. You gotta look at it. It's hard to describe it, but it looks cool. My only concern with the trailer is the beginning they show there's some sort of like... announcer saying, hey, we gotta evacuate Gotham. And so, like, all the city's evacuating as Batman is coming in. So it honestly just looks like a really big version of Arkham Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of disappoints me. I was kind of hoping there's gonna be civilians who can, like, mess around within the city, but it looks like it's just Gotham's been entirely invaded, so they've taken away everybody.
Oh, okay. And just left criminals?
Yeah, so it's like, oh, well, gee, thanks.
Arkham Country?
Yeah, so, and I don't know, as much as I want to drive the Batmobile, I don't know, it's fun to fly around in that game, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's actually what I heard on a couple podcasts of people just being like flying was so cool that, like, relegating yourself to a car is, like, a downgrade in some
sense.
Did
I miss an Arkham?
No.
Yeah, you did. Arkham Origins.
That wasn't a Rocksteady game, though, right?
It doesn't matter. It's part of the franchise.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It's the canonically first in the series.
So I did miss one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Heard it's okay.
By okay, it's probably as good as the first game. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was okay.
Arkham Asylum? It's as good as that. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so no. Arkham Knight looks pretty neat. I kind of hope that you get to have, as well as the Batmobile, you get the Batjet. That'd be cool.
Batjet.
The villain they're pinning as the big bad is going to be Scarecrow.
He's always a good villain. You can do a lot of cool visual stuff with him.
The current rumor that all the fans are looking at is Hush. Because, you know, Hush was like, hey, I'm coming back.
Oh, interesting.
But I'm going to just ruin it for y'all. It's the Joker. How can it not be the Joker?
Crusade.
It's always going to be the Joker.
Crusade.
The Joker is not dead.
It's Penguin.
Trust me, it's the Joker. Everybody else will show up, but it's the Joker.
Crusade.
Yeah, so... I don't know why people are freaking out over this. It's the Joker. Trust me. There's just no way. It can't be.
It can't not be the Joker.
It's the Joker.
It's Harley Quinn.
No, because you can play as her. That's the pre-order bonus.
What?
Yeah, it'll probably be one of those silly, like, challenge maps that you get to play as her.
Most likely.
I don't think it's going to be, like, the Catwoman stuff, but... Yeah, no. Arkham Knight looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
I Gonna go buy new console, I think, for this game.
Which one, though?
I don't know. Probably an Xbox or a PlayStation.
But if you already get an Xbox for Titanfall.
Oh, then I'll probably buy a PlayStation eventually. I don't know.
So apparently you put that on pre-order for that?
Yeah, I did.
When is it?
For the Wii U version?
Tuesday. Wow. Yeah. I'm holding off on opening it. I just wanted to put one down so I could get one. And then I'm going to see how well the 360 version is.
Oh, okay.
If the 360 one's okay, then I'll go return it. But if it's not, then hey, now I have my bundle. Mm-hmm. So that's how I planned it out. My other pick of the week, I'm going to go into toys a bit. So do you guys know what are the big toy boy franchises are?
Hot Toys.
Barbie. Lego.
You guys are awesome. Yeah, you guys are sweet. Yeah. Good job.
Oh, franchises.
Duplo.
No.
Okay, big trans. Like, are we talking like brands?
Yeah.
Brands or like
companies? Brands.
So I was right, Hot Toys?
Sorry, franchises.
Okay. Transformers.
Sure.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And My Little Pony.
I don't think it's a boys' line, although.
Although.
Many would argue against that.
I was going to say.
Okay, so one of the oldest ones is G.I. Joe.
Oh my god. Great.
America Hero?
The American Hero. So their 50th anniversary is this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hasbro's celebrating it in style.
With a robot.
What they're doing is canceling the toy line.
Happy birthday, early retirement, motherfucker.
I am entirely serious. This news just broke today. Today we're recording on Sunday. And the whole toy world is in a panic. This is like one of the icons of the industry just saying, nope, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. That's insane.
Yeah, and the problem is, you know, they've had two failed movies. And with two failed movies means, what? Two failed toy lines.
That second movie was great.
Mm-hmm.
For kids?
For me.
Yeah, are you buying their toys?
No.
No, see? It failed. It's one thing that it didn't succeed at the box office. It's another that their toy line didn't take off.
Yeah, true.
You know, and it's just the way the world works. I mean, I guess back in the 50s or 60s, kids wanted action figures of army men.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, when you have superheroes every summer, why would you want army men when you have Iron Man?
That's true.
Right?
They're cooler than real life.
You know, at first I thought, well, hey, but isn't Call of Duty a big thing? And then I thought, wait, that's a video game. You're not buying toys on that.
No.
So
you're just playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, you're just... Yeah.
God. No one cares about who Ghost is.
And something tells me that if you really want to get into some like merchandising, you probably just go all the way and get a real gun.
You know, check it out. It's the replica from the game.
I mean
a real gun.
Yeah. Woo! So this is the M41A that Soap used in
Yo, it's so sick. Oh my god. I got the ACOG scope on it, just like in my multiplayer profile.
Yeah. I also got the red dot, but no. ACOG in real life works better.
I'm gonna custom paint it later.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some panel lining.
I'm gonna put that gold skin.
Yo, check it out. I also got a double-sided mag. Yeah. Well, really, it's just a mag duct taped together. But it's sick!
But yeah, back on track. G.I. Joe is going away.
Wow.
Man.
And a lot of fans were happy this year because they're like, oh man, JoeCon is coming up. JoeCon is the big G.I. Joe convention. They're like, Hasbro's going to do big in style this year. And Hasbro's like, sorry, we're canceling the line. We've dismantled the team behind it and we've allocated their resources to other franchises.
I like how they couldn't even just be like, maybe we'll just, for the 50th, we'll just keep it. And then 51, we'll just be like,
Yeah, no, they're just like, we can't. They just see. There's just no interest.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, so I know a good chunk of the team who works on G.I. Joe at Hasbro are now over at Transformers doing the movie stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you see a Transformer from the movie line that has a lot of guns, there's your answer.
And just hums. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there is one Transformer called Hound in the movie, and he's basically an old grizzled vet with a beard, a robot with a beard.
A robot beard?
And he has, like, a 5-barrel shotgun, a minigun, 4 pistols, a combat knife, and it's like, well, we know where you came from.
You came from G.I. Joe.
Yeah. So that's, something else.
My gosh.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the Hasbro toy lines that is still flourishing is Transformers.
Hmm.
right? And I think
surprise.
I mean, yeah, of course, right? Who doesn't like transforming robots?
Not me.
You know what little boys like? Robots and cars. You know what Transformers are? Robots and cars.
They're both robots and cars in one thing.
They are the perfect toy. That's why they make movies.
You know what adults like? Robots and cars, okay?
Blayman, your pick, I believe, was the something about Transformers.
Yes, it is the new movie coming up, Transformers.
Yes, Age of Extinction.
Okay, is that actually the title?
Because no.
I see you type it all the time, but I see nowhere else type it.
Because I don't want to write Age of Extinction, but you understand what it is.
Okay.
And honestly, no one cares about the subtitle.
Yeah. So this movie, there's a new trailer that came out. So it shows Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg. Mm.
I'm so sold on Marky Mark.
Yeah, me too.
You almost scrapped this down for pots, put you through college.
Yeah! Oh my god!
He is a dad.
Yeah.
And he finds Optimus because it's the short-nosed cab, right?
Yeah.
And he fires it up and says he's going to melt it down. Mm-hmm. But when he opens the door, shells and stuff fall out of it.
Yeah.
Like big gun shells and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then he turns it on, he's like, I think we found a Transformer. It's so funny. And so him and his hot daughter.
Oh, of course.
What? She's super hot.
Nicola Peltz.
She's not young either. She's 20-something.
No, she's like 18.
Hotness. Anyway. Damn, really?
They
get attacked by the governments, and then Optimus Prime protects them.
Mm.
And then after that, it's just a bunch of scenes of showing off Bumblebee and other new Transformers. And the people saying that they don't need Transformers anymore. But then the world gets attacked and Optimus gets shot. And then the final scene is Grimlock running up to Optimus and Optimus handily swatting him away. Just
punches him in the face.
Yeah,
punches
him right in the face. That's why Optimus is the Autobot leader.
Which I don't understand. And then Grimlock just tumbles away.
He's like, oh god.
Oh no.
Momentum.
Yeah.
So this movie looks fan-freaking-tastic.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, dog.
The Transformers movie series, I understand. It's not trying to aim at what I like about Transformers, and I understand that. So why is Michael Bay out of nowhere suddenly going, hey, you Transformers fan, we know how much you like that flat-nosed cab that is Optimus's original fucking form. I'm gonna pander to you now. And it's like,
did he not have a flat nose cab before?
No, never in the movies.
So they just changed him now?
They just changed him now to make him in line with his original
G1
counterpart.
What?
And it's like, what? So it's like, it's crazy, because it's like, I'm done with the movies, right? But Michael Bay has done just enough to make me be like, okay, I'm going to be there.
There you just answered your own question.
Don't worry, I'm going to buy that ticket. IMAX 3D, don't worry.
Oh, you've seen points on it.
That's insane. I didn't even realize that he wasn't a flat nose before.
Yeah, no, if you look at all three movies, Michael Bay has not given a single fuck to the fans.
Zero.
Yeah. This movie could have been called Gundam for all we know. You know, and that's how different it is from the original series.
Oh, please, I want Michael Bay to direct a Gundam movie.
So is Optimus supposed to be meant to be washed up now? What happened at the end of the last one?
No one knows, man. Optimus rips Megatron's head out from his spine, and then he shotguns Sentinel Prime in the back of the head, and then their credits roll.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome ending.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Don't you guys remember?
Yeah,
that's exactly how it ends. And then the music kicks in, and he's walking heroic, like, and Linkin Park comes in, and it's credits.
Jesus.
Oh.
But yeah. So the premise is, like, obviously, no one likes Transformers, no one needs Transformers, world's against Transformers, and apparently the Autobots are against Optimus.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's why Optimus is, like, in hiding.
What is going on?
So, it seems super cool. And when Optimus is standing there, I don't know if you guys have seen the posters for Optimus. And, like, you can see, he literally looks like a knight. Like, he has knight's armor, he has a shield, and he's, like, wielding Excalibur.
Interesting.
He sells the Allspark?
The Matrix?
Yeah.
Yeah, he still has that, yeah. Oh, he could be wielding Starsaber.
Easy, son.
If they say it's Starsaber, I'm
back
gonna, down. I'm gonna lose
back down.
My shit.
Back it up.
Oh my god.
If they just say the word Starsaber.
All they have to say is, I've got the saber from the stars. If he says something like that, It's over. It's over. Like, he's done it.
Maybe that's why he's pandering.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know why he's pandering.
He's realized that all the Marvel movies are doing good because they stick true to the source.
But the thing is, it's like, they had an option to reboot and just go all the way pandering. But no, he wants to keep it in this weird real-world continuity and then, I don't know.
Or else Mark Wahlberg couldn't be in it.
Mark Wahlberg could have been in it. He could have been in it.
Do you think he's gonna, like, just scan a new truck and not be a flat-nose truck anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought so.
Yeah. That's his. Yeah, that's why he's in hiding. He changed his truck, and now no one knows who he is.
Yeah, his new truck is a Mercedes.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's like a big Mercedes. I've seen it already.
Interesting.
It was the first promotional images. It's like this really fat truck.
Yeah, I just saw it just now.
P-H-A-T.
Yeah, with flames.
Yeah.
So.
It looks cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's... No, Transformers, I think we're all hyped for this one.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Nicola Peltz, I think, is going to be the breakout star in this one.
I don't know, man. Marky Mark. Oh, that guy's the best. Stand behind me, and then explosions happen behind him.
Ah. So close.
All right, Anthony, what's your picks of the week?
My pick is a prank that actually went kind of crazy.
All right, fill me
in. Tony Hawk, Moby, and what is his face? Doc Brown from Back to the Future, Christopher Lloyd.
Whoa.
All got together, and they released this YouTube video on YouTube, obviously. And it was of a hoverboard.
Yeah.
They had the board from Back to the Future, and they're like, listen, we've done it. We've made a hoverboard. And it was like this 3-minute video, or like 3 or 4 minute video, explaining how they went through all this work, and it's been years in the making, and they see people using this hoverboard. And, like, it's really good special effects, like, but people on, like, at least on Reddit, like, there were a good segment of people that were like, is this real? Can this be real? And it's just like, what? The hopes of all these kids are just like, please, hoverboard, be real, please.
Wait, hold on. What year did they go to in Back to the Future? Is it 2014 or is it 2015?
I forget. Okay. I don't remember the exact.
Okay. Because I'm going to say that's probably why.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, like, yeah, just the, I've, like, in the Reddit thread for this, people are just like, please, please be real, please. And then, obviously, it turned out to be a huge prank. They actually so much so that they released an apology video. Aww. Being like, we are sorry for, like, crushing your childhood dreams of having a hoverboard.
Yeah.
But it's not real. Oh, and this is how we did it. And they show, like, the making of and stuff. And it was just funny to watch the internet explode into childlike wonder for at least a couple days.
I do like how the 3 celebrities they used were totally irrelevant people
now. Yeah, I know. Except for the guy from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Except for Christopher Lloyd. Like, so, yeah, it was...
Moby?
Yeah, Moby was there.
Where's he been?
Yeah, it was Moby and Tony Hawk. They were the main celebrities, and then Christopher Lloyd. And it turns out that the website Funny or Die was behind it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my other one is just a video, like... you turned me on to Initial D Vince, and then I learned about all the Initial D, or I've always seen the Initial D video games around, but I didn't know you could do, like, all the crazy stuff in Initial D, like the gutter turns or whatever,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And so on Kotaku, I just saw this. It was kind of like a fluff thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just of a video of this guy playing Initial D Stage 6 in this, like, he is the god of Initial D.
Yeah.
He is going down this mountain full speed, like, I think he hit 2 walls, and by hit, I mean he, like, tapped it, and it's insane. Like, just watch it. There's really nothing more for me to say on that one.
Yeah.
But it's super crazy how someone can just get so good at this game. It's cool.
Yeah, it's super transferable to other...
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what's crazy about it? His foot never leaves the gas pedal.
Yeah, it's just, it's just always down.
That's Initial D.
Crazy.
It's all steering wheel input. It's ridiculous.
I don't know how he's taking those corners. Like, there's some, like, S-curves, and I'm just like, how did you not just hit a wall? Like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Check it out.
All right. Cool. Anything else you guys would like to mention, bring up, bring to our attentiveness?
No. Something?
Anything?
Nicola Peltz is 19. Thank you, Vince.
So when she filmed this, she was like 17 then.
She's 19 now currently, so when I have a crush on her, she was 19.
No, because you're looking at footage from when she was filmed, back when she was 17.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I will justify this any way I want.
I'm just saying.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. One more thing. Last year on April Fool's, Capcom and Bandai did this thing where they took a poll.
Yeah.
Which Mega Man character they want to make next in their SH Figuarts lineup. They showed three. They showed Roll, Mega Man 00, Iris from, I think, Legends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Iris? Like, the girl in the pink?
Yeah.
That's from Mega Man 4.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. The other one from Mega Man 4.
X4.
Yeah. The other one from X4 was Mega Man X Ultimate Armor. Fans all voted for Mega Man 00. Capcom made
Iris.
X Armor. Ultimate Armor. Sorry.
Oh, can you imagine if you're Iris?
Yeah, right.
Lols.
And everyone's like, oh, yay, another Mega Man. Oh, great, cool. Well, Capcom listened and said, okay, this year we're making 00. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Mega Man 00, huh?
Yeah, my favorite 0. The best 0.
Interesting.
The only good Mega Man character, right?
He's actually Mega Man, right?
No, he's 0. He's 0 with a new body.
Oh my god, really?
Hot new body.
Yeah, I think it's like after X, after the X generation, he gets destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And they find him, like, he has half his face missing, I think, and he's missing a body.
Interesting.
And the Cyber Elves come in and build him a new one.
The what?
The Cyber Elves.
You just made that up.
I did not.
He's not. I can't confirm.
His body is so cool that he doesn't have a built-in blaster anymore. He just has hands.
I know, right?
And he has holstered pistols. Oh, it's so good. But he's the best Z-Sword.
He does.
It's,
I like his.
It's the triangle and it's flat. Yeah. It's the coolest. So yeah, I can't wait for that. It's supposed to come out sometime in the second half of this year. So I'm excited.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. So I think that's it. Shall we move into our weeks?
Yep.
Hello, listeners. Did you know you can email us at 3nerdsinabasement? Well, you can. Just send us an email at tniab.letters@gmail.com, and we will read your message on the air.
I'm going to kick off this week because I'm going to go quick. So, I watched all of Veronica Mars Season 1.
How many seasons are there?
3.
Okay.
I finished Season 1. I don't think I'm going to finish the next 2 seasons by the time the movie comes out. That's okay. So at first, when I watched this, I thought that this was just, okay, teenage girl solving problems because she's a detective. Turns out, it's a really cool show because she's actually morally fucked in the head.
What?
What?
Yeah, like...
I need to watch this
show. Like, she's super selfish and she will help the rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Cool.
But she does it not knowing it.
Like she's oblivious to her actions?
Yeah, she's oblivious to that she is not helping the cause and that the only person she's helping is herself. But she thinks she's helping everyone.
Okay.
What?
Huh.
Yeah. And then the show hits some really, really interesting topics.
I'm going to download this now.
I was just like, huh. Well, this is really cool.
Yep, downloading this.
Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Is it a show that I really have to pay attention to?
Not really. You can leave it on the background. But let's just say they get to incest eventually.
Hot.
You know?
Hmm.
They get to rape and stuff. Yeah, they go there.
All the good stuff.
They get
all that family.
Only the topics you want to know in high school. They get to all of them.
Interesting.
Like incest.
Yeah. They get there.
Because Lord knows, I was always wondering.
Yeah, like, oh, I did I tell you guys the premise of the show, like how it starts out?
Isn't she working for her dad's detective company or something?
That's like 10 minutes in. She wakes up and she's been raped.
Oh.
And the whole point is she's trying to find out who raped her.
That's crazy. What the heck?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
And it's like this little fun and games type show, but like the underlying message is we're really serious and dark, but we're going to hide it under Kristen Bell's charm and her goofiness.
Wow.
Could the show's tone also
that
be...
That didn't sound very nice.
Like a metaphor for her tone?
Maybe.
Because, like, she's all bubbly, but really she's dealing with these underlying issues.
Exactly. Could be.
Wow. Show so deep.
Yeah. It's great. I like it. And then I beat the Last of Us Left Behind. It was a lot shorter than I thought.
Okay.
It's like 2 hours. What? Maybe less than that.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be as long as one of the chapters in the game. It's not nowhere near as long.
How much of that is gameplay and not cutscenes?
What do you... Well, it's all gameplay. It just depends how much of the gameplay you want to engage in.
Oh, okay. So you have, like, choices and stuff?
No, you have opportunities to just explore.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can choose to explore and check everything out, or you could just run through the stage.
All right.
I checked everything out.
And it was still 2 hours?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So if you run through it, it's going to be, like, 45 minutes.
Wow.
But they do... I'm not going to spoil any of the story stuff. I just will say, where they go narratively in the flashbacks is really interesting. But in the current day, what they do, the one thing I wanted them to see them do in The Last of Us is you fight the bad dudes.
Okay.
At the same time as the zombies.
Oh, okay. So that makes it matter.
So, like, if you're doing stealth, you could just throw, like, bottles at the bad guy's head, and then the zombies will just go in and eat them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, right? And so you can play around like that. It's way more fun with that. And I wish the main game had more of that. I'm kind of sad it doesn't, but...
Did you feel like the levels were set up for, like, oh, in this hallway, I should throw a bottle here because it's just the most optimal thing to do?
It's not... Yeah, but it's not obvious.
Okay.
Like, because they're... It all takes place in, like, a mall, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, you're in stores, you're in, the like, two levels and stuff, so, yeah. There's that. Hmm. Yeah, but no, I don't know, you know, now that I realize it's $15, I don't know if I would probably wait till it's 10. Just because it really depends on how much you like The Last of Us, how much more you need of it. Because at $15, you might be a little bit like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, I like The Last of Us, yeah. But I don't know if I need more of it.
Yeah, like, it's cool. Like, you get to know a lot more about Ellie. Like, you understand why she is the way she is.
Okay.
So. And, like, yeah, if you thought your favorite part of the game was Ellie with the bow and arrow, then, yeah, that's what this is all about.
Ellie with the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Shooting deer.
Uh-huh. Okay, and the last thing I did is I spent most of the weekend building a model kit. Built the real-grade Destiny Gundam. And I tried really taking my time with this and going all the way out. I think this is the first kit I've built in like 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
What about that other real kit you just built?
I know, I mean like the first kit I built and finished.
Oh, wait, you didn't finish the other ones we bought?
The other one I bought?
Yeah, the other real grade?
Nope. The Zeta Gundam? Nope.
What one's not finished on that one?
Because the problem with the real grade Zeta Gundam is it's a transforming model kit.
Okay.
And because it's a model kit, it's got weaker tolerances than a toy. It kind of just falls to pieces.
Uh-huh.
And it's just super frail and fidgety. And I'm like, fuck it. So, because I tried to transform it before I finished the build, just to see how it would work out. I'm like, okay, no. I'm out. I'm not working with this. So, the Destiny. I don't like Gundam Seed Destiny. Sure? I like the Destiny Gundam, though. Because he's got wings, he's got the anti-ship sword, he's got the anti-ship cannon, he's got the beam rifle, he's got the boomerangs, and he's got a shield.
Yeah.
So, I think it's really cool. I tried a lot of different techniques here with like things like panel lining and paint. I used two different types of panel lining markers. I used the one that had the felt tip, the fine tip.
Okay.
Too thick for the lines.
What?
It's too thick. Like, if you look on the kit here, there's some areas where the lining's really thin.
Mm-hmm.
The marker is probably 3 times the width.
Wow.
Those fine tip markers. So, I used a mix of black ink and water. And it's like an oil-based ink. And then I just brushed it over it to fill in the little cracks. And then I had to use rubbing alcohol to remove the excess. Paint when it dried.
Work city.
I panel lined right on the runner before I assembled, so I just spent like one day just like taking all the things out before cutting the sprues out, and then I just panel lined on the thing because it was easier.
Mm-hmm.
I added a lot of cool things, like I added a lot of little silver detailing that I figured that eventually you didn't actually end up seeing when it was done. So like on his rear end, he has like a booster on his back that you never see that I painted in silver, so I was like,
The judges will notice.
Yeah, and I'm just like, huh. I like that it's there, but no one's ever going to see that, you know? I don't know. It's really cool. Like, I really enjoyed building it. I do like how it has an inner frame like a master grade, mm-hmm. but I like how it's small like a high grade. I'm still waiting for those high grades to come in, and I'm going to go and get a master grade, and once I build all three, I'm going to decide which of the three sizings I like best and which one I'm going to proceed in with fourth.
Perfect grade.
No, there's not enough options for characters.
What are you talking about? Strike Freedom. Done.
No. 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 So, but yeah, that's what I'm going to think I'm going to do. But, yeah. It got me to think, though, about anime, like, that we're watching this season, and I'm watching Kill la Kill and Gun to Build Fighters. I'm like, I wonder which one I like better. And I'm like, you know what? I like Kill la Kill better, but I think I'm going to give the edge to Build Fighters because it has inspired me to go out and build Gundams.
It's done its job?
Yeah, but and you know, and I mean, like, every time I watch a show, I'm always like, oh, I want to buy toys of that. But Build Fighters is a show made to sell toys, and it worked.
Sure, welcome to Vanguard.
Yeah, I know, but, like, usually I don't like those type of shows.
Yeah.
And, like, now that I'm at this age, like, I can't stand those shows anymore, but there's something about Build Fighters that just, like, it's like, it, after the show ends, it's, like, talking to me, like, Vince, you need one, go build one.
You love robots.
Enjoy in the Gunpla magic.
You can customize your own stuff. Yeah,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I just can't wait till we get, like, you buy a kit and we're just like, yeah, I just made it, like, my own custom color scheme. And
yeah,
you just, like, totally disregard canon.
So the next thing I'm going to do is I think I'm going to try and invest in an airbrush and just try and paint next time. The only thing I'm curious about is how do you panel line over paint? Because I'm afraid that, like I just said, I use rubbing alcohol to take off the excess. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that's just going to take off the paint, too. Mm-hmm. So I always wondered how people get how they panel line on over paint. So I don't know. I've got to look into a lot of different things. Also, stickering was a nightmare. Like, when you look at the kit, it doesn't look like there's that many stickers.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, there looks like there's that many stickers. Yeah. There's twice as many as you think there are.
Yeah, probably.
Because the one thing I've... Like, when you look at it from the front, you're like, oh, yeah, there's stickers. And I always forgot... Wait a minute, I've got to do the same thing on the back.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, wait a minute, I've got to put stickers where you can't even see.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Damn it. Great thing about the kit, $25. That is value for money.
Yeah.
Could you use, like, a dip pen?
I had a dip pen. Like I have a dip pen, too. I use that. It's the same thing as the... as what I did, the oil-based paint and water. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I wanted my... my solution to be a lot more diluted so I could remove it easier.
Okay.
Because the problem with the dip pen is that you need a lot more alcohol to remove it.
But, like, even then, like you wouldn't be able enough, like, to do it fine enough where it only does the line, it doesn't, like, splash anywhere, or is that just super hard?
Yeah, you can't do that. Oh, no. Okay. Like, I know I've seen some people do it with a paintbrush, but they just got, like, the steadiest hand.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, nope.
Their outside job is that they're a surgeon, and they're like, oh, okay.
That or they, like, I don't know, panel line cars.
For a living.
They do the flames on real cars in real life. So yeah, no, it's fun. I can't wait. The next thing I'm going to build is the Master Grade Build Strike from Build Fighters, so I'm pretty excited to do that.
Cool.
Yeah. So, well, guys, if I start bringing, like, Gundam kits, like, a billion kits, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody here is going to stop you.
No, I just mean, like, hey, if I just disappear. Amen.
Is Vince home? He's in his room. And, like, I open the door. Like, just a bunch of boxes fall over. Yeah. I turn on the light. You're like, ah!
Yeah. I'm looking at so many sales. I'm just like, oh, man. I want to see how much I could buy for sales. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's my week.
Still can't get over the Veronica Mars thing.
What?
Jeez, that sucks.
What?
That's how they start the show. I mean, didn't see. It seems so bubbly, right?
She just... got laped.
Okay, well, yeah. Okay, like the opening scene is she wakes up. She's wearing this white dress.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What am I doing in this bed?" And you're like, "What is she doing in this bed?" And she has this.
Oh my god.
And she has this confused look on her face, and she looks at the floor, and you're like, "What's she looking at? Is that just like a shirt?" No, it's her underwear. And she just picks it up, and she's just like, she realizes what's happened.
Oh my god.
And then she leaves. She goes to her car, and on her car is spray painted slut. Oh my god. Yeah. That's how it opens
up. Wow, that whole whole scene, like she's wearing a white dress. It's like, yo, literally your purity was just ruined.
Like at first, maybe because I wasn't really paying attention when I was watching the first couple episodes, but I'm like, I thought nothing of it. But then as the show went on, I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on? Like what are they talking about? And I'm like, this is dark.
There's a lot of symbolism in that first scene. Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes.
It's great though. Trust me, it's great.
It's good. Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I loved it.
Wow. Well, like I said before, good for her for trying to do something about it. She's trying to figure it out.
She did try to figure it out. While I was building this model kit, I understand you two went to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We did.
It was so good.
So we went to a concert with a Japanese pop star named Kiari Pamyu Pamyu.
Blamin.
And she is kind of like, I guess, a Lady Gaga, Katy Perry combined type person of Japan.
Okay.
She used to be a fashion blogger. People know her from the song Pon 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 that went viral.
Ponda Ripley.
Yeah, Ponda Ripley. Yeah, no, she's really? Not Rihanna. Oh. But so we went to her concert, and the first thing that struck me was that in line, at least half the line were Lolitas.
Lolitas?
Yeah. Like dressed... straight.
Hold on. Are you guys meaning to tell me that in line was just young, promiscuous women?
Wrong. Oh, women. Oh, you got it. So that was something that I didn't realize. The average age of like a Lolita girl now, or like
a person who's at least here.
At least, well, in the culture, apparently it's like 22 or something.
Well, yeah, it's a young woman.
Yeah. Crazy. I thought that they was all just little girls and stuff. Look, Lolita is like, you know, like, right? But it's Lolita fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, now I understand it's a fashion.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's also a whole lot of Japanese actual, like, native speaker, like, Japanese people in line.
Oh, a lot of Nihon.
Yeah. A lot of Nihonjins.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fun. Like, the concert was insane. I lost my crap. I went crazy.
Wow.
I mean, Blaze was just, woo! He was off. He was through the roof. He's like, oh my god, she's speaking Japanese.
Oh.
And then she read like a letter that she wrote. She's
in English.
Like, in English. Oh. She said in Japanese that her English wasn't so good. And then she proceeded to say something along the lines of, this is my first time in Canada. And we all went crazy.
Wow. Everyone lost it.
Yeah. He's like, I went to Niagara Falls yesterday and it was amazing. We're like, oh my god.
So,
so the other thing too that I found really amazing about her concert is that her backup dancers are sweet. Like her backup dancers go hard, and you can just tell.
I don't know how they just don't lose like 15 pounds every concert.
They probably do. They're probably super thin. Like it's probably just the costumes that make them look larger. But man, they're really
okay.
And her songs are super catchy. I ended up buying both of her albums.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he went in. He went in deep.
I didn't go in deep. I would have bought a shirt and everything.
Yo, man, waifu.
Oh, die, please, right? She was my waifu.
Jeez.
Oh, Winar. I am Winar.
Oh, my God. What have you done?
Yeah, it was sweet, man.
Who are you?
Yeah, so.
You're not cool.
All right, so here is my thought process. All right, guys, listen.
No, you cannot justify it.
I was you know, I'm always against the weebs train.
Uh-huh. Yo, you weebed out so hard, though. Yeah,
but you know what? I'm like, I'm waiting for this concert. I hear this concert. If I just go against the weebs, it won't be fun. I'm just going to immerse myself fully in the weebs and enjoy myself.
Okay.
Good time.
No, it's fun. It's fine to immerse, but did you... At some point, you were just like, I need it. And clearly, that manifested in you buying two of her albums.
Yeah, and I've been listening to it nonstop for the past 2 days.
Whoa.
Much to the chagrin of my friends, but...
Wow.
Yeah, hey, man, I like
Disappointed. Yeah, man. Kevin Sorbo would be disappointed.
No way, man.
I also really enjoyed the concert.
That was a given.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Are you more
cool.
surprised that I enjoyed the concert?
Yeah, I'm surprised you, because you weren't supposed. Like the only reason you went because your brother.
Yes.
Like you weren't interested.
Then you got interested.
Yeah. Then I got interested. Man, okay, so
it's like
so what happened?
Hold on. This is what I'm thinking. It's like. You know people pre-drink for a party?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Were you, like, pre-emerging, like, get my weeaboop on?
See, that's the thing, right?
Nihon.
So when we were driving up, I wasn't that excited. And then we saw the people in line, and then I lost my shit for some reason.
Okay.
In the car.
Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy, because, like, it wasn't, it was like such a diverse group. Like it was old people, young people, Lolitas, nerds. Like there were, I swear there was a couple jocks. There was one guy with a Harley Davidson leather jacket. And okay. I'm like, what? And it was just crazy. It was like people of all types just coming to see Kawaii Cuteness.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was pretty good. It was really, really good. So I wanted to tell you guys some songs that you should listen to.
Oh, that's what you're doing here. Okay. Yeah.
So the one, my favorite one is Invader, Invader.
Invader.
With the dubstep?
Yeah, with the dubstep lasers. The second one that I like is Cherry Bon Bon.
Cherry Candy?
Yeah, Cherry Bon Bon. That's one of the song names.
Wow.
And the chorus, she just repeats the words Cherry Bon Bon about seven times.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Furiso Tension is the other one that I like.
All right.
And then, obviously, there's like Pom Pom Pom, but I don't really like Pom 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 that much.
Oh, no, because that's the popular one.
Yeah, I guess I've heard it a lot. And the last one, the one, her new one, is Yume no Hajima Ring Ring. That one's good.
Okay. That one is a good one.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah. So, yeah. She's pretty good.
Just FYI.
Well,
just
FYIs.
I'm proud of you.
Why are you proud of me weeping out?
Yeah, man. Listen, I
thought we lost you again.
Yeah, we thought, like, you were lost the win. Like, even though I'm not into this as you guys are, I understand the like. I have my own personal vices that I know I'm ashamed of as well. So it's Kill okay. Kill. No, that no one's ashamed of Kill a Kill, trust me. I thought I should be ashamed, but no.
Yeah, it was a good concert. It was really good. I would recommend if you have a chance to go see her, you should. It's quite the experience.
How much were tickets again, guys?
45. And I didn't realize that if you paid extra, you could have a meet and greet. Oh, I would have had a meet and greet.
Yeah, so like on the Ticketmaster website, it just said VIP. And it didn't explain what those tickets meant.
Isn't that understood to be like backstage pass?
I didn't know.
But another thing that I didn't like was that the venue that we were at, so the people who were VIP were sitting in the balcony, and there's glass around the balcony.
So like a sporting event, like they were in like
So it's like
they were like watching all the plebs like just below.
Oh, that's weird. Themselves.
Yeah, it's weird because it's kind of disconnecting you from the concert. Like we were just in the thick of it.
Maybe they chose that though.
Yeah, but man, being in the thick of it was insane.
It's pretty
cool. Sticks and stuff.
He almost lost his cell phone.
I almost lost my cell phone. That is a fact.
Because he was jumping.
I was jumping
so hard.
That it fell out of my pocket.
How many concerts have you been to before?
Two.
Like, two before this one or two including this
two
one?
Two including this one.
Who was the other one?
Oh, no. Three. But one of them was like a festival, so I went to a bunch of different ones.
Oh, okay.
So, Bare Naked Ladies. All
right.
Saw Jason Mraz and a bunch of other people. And, right. And in Australia. All
right.
And this one in Japan.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Or this one in Toronto.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, Sound Academy is in the middle of nowhere. We were driving there, and like it goes away from the city, and then it just turns into like factory industrial area. And I'm like, where is this place? We're just gonna park in. My GPS is gonna lead me to nowhere, and then I'm gonna get murdered. And then it just turns into like, oh, there's like a hidden concert near the water.
Yeah.
Like a
was it inside? It was indoors. Right?
It's indoors. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was outdoors.
Well, that's good. I was gonna say yeah, because I don't really like the outdoor ones sometimes.
In the summer, it's fine.
Yeah.
No bueno in the winter.
Yeah. Or the rain.
She's super cute.
Yeah.
Right there.
Like I expected her, like, just, like, on the video, I'm like, oh, you're like, adorable. And then just in person, I'm like, oh,
okay, wait, how far were you guys?
I'm losing it.
Oh.
We were, like halfway from the front row. Or from the front of this stage?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Question.
We were in the middle of the whole crowd.
I don't know how big this crowd is. If you had to guesstimate.
300 people?
Yeah, I'd say like 400 people.
No, I mean like your distance from you to the stage.
Oh.
I would say it's around
15 feet?
Yeah.
15 feet? So 3 meters? Sorry, no, that's really close. Sorry. Not 3 meters, sorry.
Wait, no, that's too close.
I'm doing my math wrong. Sorry
about that. That's too close.
Like 30 feet.
30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she wasn't a speck, but we could see her like full body, like, you know.
Also, it helps that we're tall. And yeah. Apparently, like, for some reason, everyone who went to the concert was short.
Okay. Yeah.
So we blocked off quite a bit of people.
Oh, that's good.
So I ended up turning sideways so that, you know, other people could enjoy the concert.
Why, man? Why?
Because, man.
Why? It's a concert.
These short Japanese people are behind
you. You push your way to the front.
Oh, God, I wish. Oh, man, the concert was sick.
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right, well, we better change gears before you have an orgasm.
Ah! Already had.
All right. Anything else you were doing?
I did a magic workshop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're doing seminars because you're such a pro.
Yeah, okay. I think me and the guy, me and Rob, who did the seminar, I think we both went 2-2 at the actual time.
Well, you know what they say.
What?
Those who can't do.
Oh, my God. Here we go. So, yeah, so we did a draft workshop for Magic the Gathering, and it went really well. We covered all the key cards in the different colors and how they draft each archetype.
Mm-hmm.
There were 11 archetypes, like color pairs and stuff. So it was really, really fun. It was a good time. And hopefully we'll have more seminars so that more people can come out and learn how to play Magic. Learn how to draft and stuff. But, yeah.
All right.
Well, next week I'm going to Montreal, so I better be on my A games.
All right, right, right. Are you teaching a seminar out there, too?
Yeah, okay, he's...
Teaching French?
No way, man.
Are you teaching them in French?
Yeah.
Whoa!
This card is... very good.
I don't know what accent that was.
Just make sure to use your Quebec accent, not your France one.
You picked that card, no?
That might be France.
Yeah. I think that is France.
I have no idea.
Okay, Remy?
Yeah, Remy?
Yeah.
LeBlanc.
Alright. Well, that's good.
Yeah, man. Carrie Pommy Pommy, you guys.
Yeah.
So good.
So much fun at that concert.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys had a wonderful time.
I wish you were there, Vince.
No, it's okay.
We poured a drink for you.
I wish I got a meet and greet pass.
Yeah.
Next time.
Now so you I know. Can make... Some guy, they posted the pictures of the people who did the meet and greet, and some guy did the DBZ Fusion pose with her.
And she did it?
Yeah, she did it. It was sick.
Oh,
it's such a cool picture.
That's awesome.
DBZ Fusion. Sweet.
Yeah,
man.
I kind of want, like, if I ever meet, like, the Backstreet Boys some way, okay. I want, like, them and the Ginyu Force pose.
That'd be awesome.
Or better yet, the Spice Girls.
Oh, my God.
The Spice Girls? I couldn't see that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
No. No, I can't. I actually can't. I just said it.
Handy trick for a cool photo for your Facebook profile. Find a reflective surface and do the fusion pose onto the surface, and it looks the mirror image of you.
Yeah.
You're like, you're doing it with yourself. Take a picture of that. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because the reflection is you.
Yeah.
And you're doing the exact same
pose.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Get it.
I understand. I've got a mirror right there. I'll try it out. Sure.
100%, man.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Anthony, your week?
My week was the same as last week.
Oh, no!
I've been playing more Lightning Returns.
That's hot!
I don't think it's, like, utter trash now. Like, but it's just very middling.
Mm. $60 game, worth it.
No.
Oh.
No. It's fine.
We all
make
mistakes.
Some of the main story stuff is pretty cool in what you do, and, like, the world and all that. But, again, like, they've made battles just, like they don't matter.
Like, they don't matter?
Yeah, you get Gil, which you mostly get from quests anyways.
Okay.
And, like, since you don't get experience or anything, then... Like, the only reason you do a battle is to complete a quest. Because it's, like, collect 5 of these, go beat 5 of these. And so, it's just really boring to battle, which...
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucks.
You know what they say about boring people?
No. I don't. And then, more Diablo 3. Those loot drops that are tied to the character who gets the loot drop is both a blessing and a curse. Because, like, sometimes I'll be like, sick, got a legendary sword on my wizard. I ID it, it's like 500 intelligence. But it's like, this is trash on a wizard because it's a sword. And if I was a barbarian, this would be amazing. And if intelligence was strength.
Oh,
wait. Yeah, so it's like both a blessing and a curse. But
that's too bad.
But I've been getting, like, mad loot. That's actually useful. So it's been
a good time.
Yeah, it's been helping. It's actually been fun. Like, I want.
You getting pumped for the expansion?
Yeah, actually, because they also have, like, in the expansion they're gonna have, like, an adventure mode,
ooh,
where you can go and, like, fight, like, uber bosses and Like it's like you take out these bounties and get rewards and stuff. And plus the new class looks pretty cool.
Oh, there's a new class?
Yeah, the Crusader. He's like a take on the Paladin pretty much.
Okay.
He's a holy warrior.
Oh, the Crusader. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. One of his moves, he just sends down it's like a judgment beam from the sky, and it just obliterates people.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, I'm actually really excited for the expansion.
Yeah. No, I'm very tempted by the PlayStation version.
It's good. It is now. It's now something I would recommend.
Mm.
And then I was going through my Steam library.
Yeah.
And I started playing Spec Ops: The Line.
I heard that's a good game.
So far, like, the story is really interesting, but the gameplay is kind of whatever. I feel that they make up for bad enemy AI with just an abundance of enemies, kind of like a million monkeys will eventually write Shakespeare or whatever, kind of like that. Like, if I send out enough dudes to you, eventually someone will do something smart.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's just waves upon waves. I swear, like, each section is a horde mode map. But other than that, like, you get into, like, some really, like, morally questionable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like getting into some, like, weird Heart of Darkness stuff with, like, you meeting people that are supposed to be on your side. And then it's like a really dark story. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now I'm just kind of, like, sludging through the shooting to get to the next story beats. But it's decent.
All right.
So, yeah. Playing that on the PC.
You're going to beat it?
Yeah, I heard it's not that long. And I need a break in between Lightning Returns, so.
But Dark Souls is, like, in a day.
Yeah, I know. I have to beat one of those games before
Dark Souls. I was going to say, like, are you going to just draw both of these for Dark Souls?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when the time comes.
Because if you do, you know what that means. Completely wasted.
I guess we'll see next week. I'll report back.
Yeah, having my PS3 die has been a blessing.
Saving money?
Yeah, saving money.
And the week after that is 10 and 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
And then the end of the month is Diablo expansion.
Mm, no, Anthony's in a little bit of a trifle.
Wah.
He's got too many games to play.
# first world problems.
Oh, no.
It's too bad you can't sell your games for other games.
Nope. Can't do it.
Microsoft wanted to do it. And then the whole kerfuffle about fans didn't want digital only. So, there goes that.
Yeah. At least with my hobby, I can trade away the stuff I don't want.
Like, I could trade in my stuff to EB.
Oh, but see, you're always getting less value.
Yo, just like, no value.
Yeah, so.
It's like, oh, 10, I'll give you $5. Like, oh my god, for Lightning Returns.
Oh, that's so good. It's
like, can I trade in copies of Magic 8-Ball Pool for PS3 and get a brand new game? Like, yeah, that's what it's like sometimes in Magic.
Just trade in this junk rare that's not usable in anything but EDH. Yeah, and then you're like, woo!
It's like, you can take all my junk rares. I'll take that $50 card.
Yeah.
It's not self-sustaining. There's no economy, man.
It's not self-sustaining.
There is no economy in video games.
Being way into video games is like buying a car. It'll always take from you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
How am I going to give back?
No. No, well, his analogy.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a segment of the car market that you just keep getting money.
What? What segment is this?
The high-end segment.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to be a millionaire first. I gotta go through the struggle.
I'm just saying, there is no high-end segment to video games.
There is, but it's not as high-end to where.
No, I mean, like, it's not gonna keep. It's a digital. Like, you cannot.
Like, if I want to start buying up copies of stadium events.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, with stadium events, that is not like. It's different. It's not like I can experience. You can still experience that game.
Yeah.
Right? The whole reason to own it is just to say you own it. It's not like buying a Ferrari.
And then driving that Ferrari.
Yeah, it's like I cannot experience a Ferrari without having to first to own it.
True.
Right? It's a little different in that respect.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
My first world problems are so stressful.
You got too many games to play.
I got too much entertainment.
I can't handle it all. Too many models to build. And Blaven's got to be...
He's got too much magic to play.
Oh, God, I'm getting back in the Vanguard.
He's got too many cards
to shuffle. He's got too much cardboard to shuffle.
He's got too much cards to shuffle.
Too many cards to shuffle. Can't handle it. Club can't handle it right now.
Yeah, as you can see, we are very concerned about the state of world like,
Gongs. It's such a depressing state here at Three Nerds in a Basement.
I know, right? Like, why can't people just understand my struggle?
The plight is real.
Yeah, the plight is like, real.
We're not joking. This is serious. We gotta fix this.
Kids suffer every day from paper cuts, from shuffling too much cardboard.
Yeah.
With a quick donation, you could save one of these kids.
You know how many times I cut my finger this weekend? Because I was, you know when you get the nub off the thing?
Yeah.
And you clean it up?
Yeah.
I like to cut with the knife facing inwards to my thumb.
Yeah, like it's easy, but super unsafe.
Yeah.
You guys.
You should invest in a thimble.
Well, eventually my thumb just calloused up.
Hardcore, right?
Your thumb's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Having none of this.
Uh-huh. All right, that's it for this episode.
Yo.
Yeah.
You know where to find us, because you've already heard the ad. So.
Oh, what?
Here we go.
Editing magic.
See you later.
Bye. Yep.